Hi, Marty Lurie here. Fred Lewis joins us, and always nice to see a ball player at the old yard. What brings you back?
Actually, just missing the game, and it's Berry Day. So, you know, I just that kind of brought me here, and, you know, I just want to enjoy and see, you know, the retirement of his jersey.
Take me back a little bit in your career with Barry, and first meeting him and first seeing him, and what it looked like to you.
Barry was an all-time great guy. You know, should be a Hall of Famer. He took me under his wing, and from what, you know, I experienced with him, he was one of those guys that was just, you know, kind of misunderstood with the media and everybody. I didn't get that from him, you know. I just, you know, was being myself around him and tried to always be the same person around him and, you know, try to get the same thing out of him.
Fred Lewis with us. Always good to see him. And I know when I say this name in Giants history, the first thing that someone's going to say is hit for the cycle.
Yes. Everybody that I've talked to today, they all been talking about the cycle. And, you know, that's one thing being in this organization that's going to always be remembered, because it was done on a special day, you know, Mother's Day. And that was done in 2007. And so, you know, it's just one of those days I didn't realize what really happened until maybe 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And so, you know, I watched it, and you know, I get fans on my Facebook and Instagram always reminding me, you know, Mother's Day, and, you know, it's just one of those days that, you know, going to be remembered forever.
What was the last part of the cycle that you got?
I got a single. And actually, I hit two singles after that. So, yeah, I remember that. All of the hits that was part of the cycle, was three of them was hit to left field. The home run was hit to left field. The triple was hit to left field. And the double was hit to left field. And the single was hit to right field.
And what position did you play that day? Left field?
Of course, I played left field. And I was just telling these guys here, that I was like, I got pulled in the office, and I just got called up 2 days prior, and they told me that, hey, Barry don't want to play today. You're going to have to play left field. And I was like, okay. You know, I'm nervous out there, so I was, you know, one of those guys that played and was serious all the time. So, and it's something that I can always look back on and smile at right now.
Yeah, people remember you as quite an athlete and quite a player. And Fred Lewis with us. Nice to see him, of course, coming back for the retirement of Barry Bonds' number. What about Bonds as a hitter? What do you remember of Bonds as a hitter? What made him different?
Oh, man, his hand-eye coordination. And he rarely missed, like, his pitch. Every time, like, he was always on time, and he was always ready. He was always ready to hit. So he was like, man, no other. Like, I'm always teaching kids nowadays to always be ready, you know, and it's better to be early than late, and that's something that he was always early.
He was a pretty good left fielder, too, in his day.
Yes, he was a great left fielder, and he was a great base runner. So, I mean, he was one of the, I mean, I don't know how many gold gloves he has, but yes, he's a pretty good left fielder also.
So as we sit in the ballpark and we look to our left and see all the retired numbers up there and 130 years of this franchise, not many get retired. Getting your number retired is a big deal.
Yes, it's a big deal here. I mean, because anywhere, you know, getting your number retired is kind of a big deal because, hey, nobody's going to ever wear your number again.
Yeah. Well, come on, look at Mays, McCovey, Cepeda, Perry, Monty Irvin.
That's what I say. I don't understand why their jersey's not retired, but, you know, they were some great athletes also.
So, Freddie, what are you doing with yourself these days?
Right now I'm working on getting my insurance license for Primerica. And, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, we sell insurance, but, you know, people buy insurance from us. And, you know, we try to help people to invest their money into, you know, a little stocks and bonds, something that where they, yeah, annuities and stuff like that, you know. to where they, you know, won't lose their money.
All right, very good. Glad to have you on. And state of baseball today, what do you think about the game today?
It's a little different, but, you know, baseball is baseball. You know, I just wish it was like that when I played.
You're going to hit the other way, hit through the shift?
Well, me, personally, if they're going to play me pool, I mean, I like to hit the ball the other way. So I'm going to hit the ball the other way away from the shift.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all about being a complete player, you know, because if you're going to hit into the shift every single time, I mean, there's a lot about your swing. You're not trying to make an adjustment.
Freddie, you played in Japan as well. What was that like?
Japan was a great experience. It was a very humbling experience for me. You know, it's a long ways from home, and, you know, I couldn't have my family with me at all times. But, you know, the baseball side of it, you know, I learned a lot. These kids take a lot of swings, and they throw a lot of pitches. Whether it rained, every day they took infield. And if they couldn't take infield, the game would cancel. So if it's raining and if it's wet, they're going to take infield. And we played on dirt fields, and most of the fields are turf. And so it was like no other baseball I ever seen, because it's something you're always working on. Like, I see kids, like, out there getting hit from, you know, a coach up in here, out here, and they're throwing the ball all the way in, like, on a line, one hopping, working on their accuracy. And that's something, that's the reason why I see when I play, Ichiro was so efficient, you know, at throwing guys out, because they always worked on that. And it was just so much more that they worked on that, you know, I understand why they're so good at this game.
Yeah. What about the umpires? What were they like?
Ooh, now the umpires over there, like, I can say for foreign guys that the strike zone is a little bit, you know, tighter. You know, it's like, okay, it's really big. You know, okay, they're giving a lot off their plate inside. It's kind of like, you know, baseball was, you know, back when I played versus it, what it is now, you know, with the little box. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of different.
You like the food?
You know what? I actually learned how to cook from being in Japan. I never learned. I always relied on my mother and father to cook, you know, and that's one time that I learned how to cook. They just got a Costco over there, so that's where I learned how to cook, and just went over there, and some food and everything that I couldn't read, I didn't eat it.
Great to see you. I'm sure Barry's glad that you're back, and all the fans are too. Nice to see Fred Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.